You're listening to Tom of Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, and we are going to be doing a blitz through the five amudim from last week over Yontif. It was hard for us to meet in person, so we're going to try to do them as quickly as possible. I don't know how many of those amudim will be recorded in this year and how many in the next, and the next after that, but we're going to go quite quickly. So we're going to start from Membeis Amud Beis, which was the amud from last Sunday. So the top of the Amud. So actually, we can start just a little bit from the previous Amud, Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. So we had a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah said, Veil Oven Repesach Kutach Abav Livishecher Hamadi Vechometa Adomi Vezisum Hamitri Vezom Shal Tzivayim Vamilan Shal Tvachim Shal Tabachim Vekolan Shal Sofrim. That all of these items, some of them are mixtures, are taruvas of chametz, mixtures of chametz, and some of them are called chametz nuksha, where it's chametz that was not really in a prime edible state when it came into being. And all of them, so Rashi understands that Elu over in Bepesach, over here, you're over in a lav, the lav of Balyer Balyamotzeh. Tosos actually, quoting Rabbi Natan, has a different interpretation. That's Rashi, and that's the Riva in Tosos over here. This is the first Tosos of the Parak, Elu over in Bepesach, but that it's a different possibility that no, you're actually not chayev, but rather you should remove them over in Me'al Shulchan, you should remove them from the table. But we're going to stick primarily with Rashi, as we understand that there's an Isser of Balyer Balyamotzeh. So the, then now turning over to Mem Beis Amud Beis, and then we start with one more point. We quote from the Mishnah. So we said that all of these things, that these are in that category. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Tachshitei Nashim. Also the Tachshitim, the something that decorates women. We'll have to see what that means. Anything that's of the five types of grain, you're over for on Pesach. Hari Elu Ba'azara, they are included in Hazara, meaning there's an Isser. There's an Isser Lava, ain't behemishum kares, but there's no kares for them. So it's not full bona fide chametz that you'd get kares for eating on Pesach, but there is a lav. Okay. So now turning over to the next amud, let's go from about five lines down. Shechar Hamadi, so this median beer. Deramu bay me sa'ari, because they put in it sa'ora, barley. They put barley into this beer, and therefore that's one of the five grains. That's why this is a mixture of chametz. V'chometz ha'adomi, and Roman, or edomi, I think it's also like edumian, vinegar. So the shadube sa'ari, same thing, that they put barley in it. Amar of Nachman, betchila kishahayim avin nesachim Yehuda, lo haya yeinam shal Yehuda machmetz, achinosin lesochan sa'orim. So originally, and Rashi explains that before Chorban Abayis, when they would bring, and at the times where they would bring the Sachim from Yehuda, they'd bring like wine libations from Yehuda, the wine of Yehuda would not sour, machmitz, so sour and become vinegar basically, until you would put barley in. So only when you would put barley in would it start to sour and be machmitz. Vayukorinoso chometz stam. And then at that point they called it stam chometz. They called it vinegar. Va'achshav, but nowadays, after Chorban Abayis, en yenim shel adomim machmitz ad shenosin l'sochan sa'orim. But now the edomi wine doesn't sour until you put barley in. Vikornoso chometz adomi. And they call it chometz, and they call it edomi chometz. So basically what it's saying is this, that what's edomi chometz? So edomi, like edomi vinegar, is what we used to call vinegar, and that's vinegar that is it's wine that soured after barley was put in. So it used to be that Israeli wine was what stayed good for a very long time and would only sour when you put barley in. So that's what we call chometz. But nowadays, after Chorban Abayis, that's what happens to Roman wine, Edomi wine. Edomi wine lasts a long time, and only with barley put in does it sour. And Israeli wine actually sours quite early, even without barley. So why is that? So the Kayim Ashnemar, to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, Imalech Harva. Imalech Zu, Harva Zu, Imalech Zu, Harva Zu. That there's a Pasuk, it's in Yechezkel, I believe. Let's check. Yes. It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Umalech Harva, and like fills the the Harba, the destruction. So the way it's interpreted over here in the Gemara and Megillah and elsewhere, that between Edom and Yisrael, so all, they're never going to both be doing well. One is going to be up, one's going to be down. So when things were, when the Israeli wine was good because there was a base of Mikdash, so the Edomi wine was not so good. And then after Churban HaBayis, the Edomi wine was good and the Jewish wine was not. And this is a fulfillment of this prophecy of Yechezkel. And there's another source for this concept of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha Ulam Melam Ye'ematz, which is part of the Nevuah of, that was told over to Rivka regarding her twins, that it's always going to be one serving the other. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barishona, Halkei Chometz Me'am Ha'aretz, Eino Tzarech La'aser, Rivnesha, right, so Rabbi Yehuda says that originally in Yehuda, in Judea, somebody who would take Chometz from Am Ha'aretz, or you have vinegar, take it from an Am Ha'aretz, Eino Tzarech La'aser, Rivnesha Chazaka, Eino Bo Elamin Ha'temed. Because there's a Chazaka that the vinegar that you bought from an Am Ha'aretz, where did that vinegar come from? It probably came from Temed. What Temed is not, is something that's made from certain things that come out of grapes, but not necessarily, but it's not wine. And wine, can become vinegar, and so can Temed, right? This Temed mixture can also become vinegar. So, it's saying that originally, if you would get chometz from an Am Ha'aretz, so Am Ha'aretz, we're nervous that an Am Ha'aretz doesn't take off meiser. So if you got vinegar from an Am Ha'aretz, so we want to know, did he take off meiser or not? Well, b'vnei shechazaka eino ba elamin temed. So it used to be that we would be allowed to take it, that we wouldn't have to take off meiser. Meaning if you bought vinegar from an Am Ha'aretz, you wouldn't need to take off meiser because you could assume that it was actually not from wine, which would require meiser to be taken off, but that was from temed. And that's the reason for that is that the wine wouldn't sour, so the vinegar would come from temed. But nowadays, since wine sours, and therefore vinegar that you get from an Am Ha'aretz might be from them, so you would the vinegar that you have might have been wine, and therefore need a meiser. So the achshav halukei chometz me'am ha'aretz tzarech la'aser. He needs to take a meiser. Why? Shechazcheso eino ba elamin hayayin. Because the chazaka that it only that it came from wine. The vinegar you have in front of you came from wine, and therefore it was obligated in meiser. And the Am Ha'aretz we were nervous he did not take it off. Now the Gemara says, hold on, v'savar Yehuda temed lav bari surehu. Wait, so the assumption is that Yehuda holds that temed is not something you take meiser off of, only wine, but that's not true. V'atzanam, but we learned in the Mishnah, here's the change over here. Hamasamid v'nasan mayim b'midah, someone who umatza kadeh midaso, pater. Somebody who made a temed and then he put water in, and now it's like it meets the shear requirements. So he's putter. He does not take off meiser. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take off meiser off of temed. What? Hold on. I thought you don't have meiser. It's not temed. So why is Rabbi Yehuda makel earlier when if we can assume that the vinegar of the Am Ha'aretz came from temed? If you over here he says yechayiv. So hachi kamar. This is what it's saying. Lo nechshatu Am Ha'aretz al hatemed. That it's that we don't suspect Am Ha'aretz of temed. That I mean that's what we said earlier is that temed, we assume vinegar that came from temed of an Am Ha'aretz. So you didn't have to take off meiser. We assumed because if you don't have to take off meiser off temed. No. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take off meiser off temed. But we assume that the Am Ha'aretz indeed took meiser from temed, right? We're only concerned when it comes to wine. Wine is something more chashuv than temed, so by wine, we're concerned, maybe the Am Ha'aretz didn't take off meiser. But something as cheap as temed, we can assume that the Am Ha'aretz took off meiser from temed, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda earlier does not require you to take meiser off of vinegar that came from temed of an Am Ha'aretz. That's one possibility. Another pshat, however, is as follows. If you want, you could say nechshadu. We still are concerned. Even if you got temed from an Am Ha'aretz, we're concerned you didn't take a meiser. For lokasha, ha bedarvuka, ha bed pertsani. This is if it's darvuka, and this is if it's pertsani. So Rashi explains that there's two different types of temed. One that is more based, right? Let's see over here. Ibaisim nechshadu. Rabbi Yehuda misses the time of mishum de patra. Sorry, one second. The Yeah, it's a little bit later on. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai b'Daruka Shenosin b'Shemarim Mayim. That's where you put like the sediment of the wine in water. Uhunami temed b'ahu Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda. That type of temed, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Mechayev. Afgav delo matza ela kadei midas. So the face shayayin shel Shemarim meurav b'ahu min haMayim nishar b'Shemarim. However, if it's something else, if it's made from maybe like the chartzanim, like the grape peels or things like that. So that type of temed, you're not going to be chayav in. You're not going to be chayav to bring meiser in, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Okay. Next. My zisum amitzri. What is this Egyptian zisum? Zisum amitzri. My zisum amitzri. Taner of Yosef, tlasa sari, tlasa kortami, tlasa milcha. So it's these three ingredients, a third of barley, a third of saffron, and a third of salt. And then that's what it's actually machlokas. Rapapa mapik sari umali chite. Rapapa took out barley out of this, and he said, no, put wheat in there. V'simenecha sisni. And your simen is sisni. Now, Rashi seems to have a different gears over here. Two ways to understand sisni. one is that sisni is this type of thing. Sisni is some sort of container. But the sisni seems to be the two samachs, sisni, the samach sound. To remember that Rav Yosef says sa'ari, says barley, as opposed to Rav Papa says chita. Rav Yosef says sa'ari, it's like sa'ora. So that's the trick to remember. We see Daf Siman over here too. Taru lahu, v'kalu lahu, v'tachni lahu, v'shasi lahu. And so what you do is if you soak it and then you roast it and then grind it and then drink it, midivcha v'adatzarta from, that's Pesach until Shavuos, dekamit merapilei. Somebody who's hardened is loosened. I mean, he's talking about somebody who has constipation, so it'll loosen him up. It'll give him shilshul. Udirafi, and somebody who has shilshul, makamitle, it'll harden things up for him. However, lechol elisha ubara sakanta, but it's actually dangerous for a sick person and a pregnant woman. Not so good to have this refuah, this medicine. Vezoman shel tzavayim v'chule. So this, what's zoman of tzavayim of dyers? Hacha targimu maya dechivari detzave bahu laba or lacha. It's interpreted as maya dechivari is bran water that they would dye certain types of skins with. Okay, v'amelan shel tabachim, and this type of worked dough of tabachim is, I guess it means over here cooks or something like that. Usually it's more like associated with slaughtering tevach, but the mitbach is a kitchen, so it's the cook's dough. So pas tevua shelo hevia shalish, so it's bread of a grain that has not yet, but that did not yet reach a third of its proper growth. Shaminicha pri kedei reshavas hazuhama, and that you put it on top of a pot. And it draws up some of the zoma, usually means filth, but over here it means like the scent of the food that's under it. And that's the samelon shel tvachim. Well, kolon shel sofrim and kolon of sofrim. So what's kolon of sofrim? Hacha targumas. So we're gonna have two pshatim. One interpretation is perura du shkafe, some paste of a shoemaker. Rav Shimi mechozna amar ze tifolon shel benos ashirim shemesharos also levenos aniim. That it's the some application cream that the daughters of rich people would like leave over for the daughters of poor people. So after they would put some on themselves, they would leave it over. So ini is this so vahatana rebichia arba mine medina v'shosha mine umnus, but that's a little bit it's problematic to understand this term in the Mishnah that way, because we have a brisa commenting on our Mishnah that there are four types of country-related objects for foods, right? Like for example, Egyptian zisom and Edomi vinegar. And there were three types of umnus, three things that are based on crafts, meaning particular careers, like a baker's or cook's, or like the zuman of tzavayim, or a melon of tabachim. So over here, for us to interpret this as not that's a little bit strange, right? Now it says over here, v'yamat tifolon shel benos ashirim, mai mine umnos Ika. What type of like uman is that? Is the daughters of rich people? Doesn't fit into how Rabbi Chiya would in Rabbi Chiya's Brisa explained our Mishnah. So rather, what is it? Perura deshkafe. So what are you going to tell me? So it's back. You want to go back to the first pshat that it's a shoemaker's paste. It makes sense first of all to call it a shoemaker's because that's a career. But on my kari lehi kolon shel sofrim. But why do you call it kolon of sofrim? Should be of shoemakers. So kolon shel ritzanim bailei. It should be the kolon of ritzanim, people who make straps or shoes. Amar Rav Hoshaya liolam perura deshkafi umai kari lehi kolon shel sofrim. So really it's shoemaker's paste, that's correct. But why do we call it kolon of sofrim? De sofrim nami medabikin behun naira sehen. Because sofrim also use they use this paste for their papers. Sofrim meaning a sofer or teachers, your young kids' teachers, they also use it. So it's really called shoemaker's paste. But another name for it would be paste of scribes or teachers, but that's the correct pshat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af tachshite nashim v'chule. So Rabbi Eliezer said that even tachshite nashim, which often means like, you know, jewelry, tachshite nashim zalka taitach. That's what you think it means. Ela ema af tifule nashim. It means like applique, like creams or some, or things like that women would use like for applying to themselves. So, Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Benos Yisrael shagiyu leperkan v'lo higiyu leshanim. Young women who reached their time but did not reach years yet, meaning that they started to show signs of puberty before reaching that age, and Rashi explains that they're embarrassed, meaning that they grew hairs that they're embarrassed to have is early for them. So what do? So benosa niyim toflosa san besid. The daughters of poor people would put lime on themselves, on their body. The women would clean their body with lime or to remove the hair. Benosa shirim toflosa san besoles. Rich women, daughters of rich men would use flour. Fine flour, and benos malachim b'shemen hamor, and daughters of kings would use shemen hamor, the special myrrh oil. Shnemar shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor, as we see in the what was given to the women in the Achashverosh's palace, in the harem. My shemen hamor, what's shemen hamor? Ravuna bar Rav Yirmiya amar satacht, it's satacht. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba amar shemen zayish shelo hivi shalish. It's made from olive oil, but the olives did not reach a third of their growth yet, and that's when the oil is taken out of them. Tanya went into the Bryce Rabbi Hudomer on Piknin, Shemen Zayas Shalohivi Shalish. That it's called on Piknin is the type of oil, olive oil that didn't reach a third of its growth yet. Veloma Sachin also, and why would they put it on themselves? Mipnei Shemeshir Haseir Ma'adin Asabasar, because it would remove the hair and beautify the flesh. And so that's what we're talking about. It says Rabbi Eliezer when he says tachshite nashim, he doesn't mean jewelry or anything like that. He means like some of these creams that would have again chametz in them, or there'd be partially chametz nuksha. Okay, zeh klal kol shu. By the way, we are on then Gimel Amud Aleph. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Okay, zeh klal. Well, hopefully you're following along inside, so that'll be more clear. Zeh klal kol shu min dagan. Anything that is a type of grain. This is in our Mishnah. So Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yeshua v'chimachas sheshanino kol shehu min dagan hariza over bepesach. So once we already learned a principle. Anything that's a type of dagan, that's a type of grain, you're over on Pesach. So lo manu chacham es elu. So why did the Mishnah have to give us specify all these interesting cases? So simple. Kidei shehei ragil b'hen b'shmasein. So you should be familiar with them and their names, meaning you should know what these things are and be aware that they have chametz in them. Ki hadahu bar marava ikla l'bavel. Like for example, that guy who was from Eretz Yisrael, he went to Bavel. Have a bisra ba'adei. He had some meat. Amar lehu krivuli maschilta. And he said, can you bring me some like sort of dip, so something that help me eat my meat? I need some like a dip for my meat. Shama de kamri krivu le kutach. He heard them say, let's bring him kutach abavli. And kevan shama kutach perish. And when he heard that they brought kutach, he separated himself because kutach, if you remember, has dairy in it. So it's a good thing he knew what kutach was. He said, bring me a dip for meat. They were going to bring him a dairy dip. So it's a good thing he knew what kutach was, and similarly, our mission tells us all these different types of things, that these have chametz in them. You should be aware of that. Okay, next. Hari Elu Ba'azara. So these are all included. That there's like that there's an asar, there's a warning from the Torah that you're not allowed to use these on Pesach. A man tana, and it's asar to do it. Man tana dechametz dagan gamara ide teruvus v'nuksha beinei belav. Who's the tana? Meaning the tana of our Mishnah that holds that chametz, whether it's a teruvus, whether it's like real chametz that was mixed into some sort of mixture of non chametz stuff, or chametz nuksha beinei. As it is, meaning not mixed in, but it's chametz nuksha. So belav, that's a lav. Who holds that? Amrav Yehuda. So we're gonna have the machlokas two amarayim, but that is two different tanoim. Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Rav, Rav Meir he. Rav Yehuda, Rav Rav says it's Rav Meir. Detanya, because we learned seor, which is not seor. Seor, it's not like leaven. Seor is some sort of. So this is it's not saor like leaven or sourdough. It's something else that's this not fully yet leavened dough. And there's so what we learn in a Mishnah later on in Amemches. We'll apply it fully in a moment. That we have seor meir. The time we learned in this brisa seor yisareif seor should be burned. Vinosno the kalbo, and you can also give it to a dog. Va'ochlo barbayim, and someone who eats it gets arbayim. So before we even bring this to proof, we have to just analyze what's going on here. Haguvakash, this itself is a question. Amart sior yisari. If you said sior has to be burnt, ama asur bahana. If it's burnt, that means asur bahana. Vahadar tani vinosno the kalbo, but then it says you can feed it to a dog. Ama mutra bahana. So it's mutra bahana. Which one is it? So hokikamer, this is what it means to say. Seor Yisareif, when it says that Seor has to be burnt, so Dremeir Lremeir, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, there's a machlokas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, this is on Memches, and Rashi quotes it over here, what's considered Seor? So, Remeir says it's considered Seor if it, Shech Sifu Panav says Rashi, that, and it's based on the Mishnah, that its face whitens, that like, basically, as it's going through the leavening process, the dough whitens a little bit, and that's the beginning of the chimus, and that's what Remeir holds as seor. And Rabbi Yehuda says Rashi have a seor shehischel isadek kvar sadukin dakin starts to have small cracks kikarnei chagavim like the horns of grasshoppers echel lekan on like both sides. So that's what it is. It's seor. So they have a different definition of what seor is, and then Rashi continues Ule Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda matzahi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what Remeir says is seor, he says is matzah. Remeir karnech gavim chametz gamoru. And Remeir holds that Rabbi Yehuda's version of seor is chametz gamor. So now back to the brisa, the analysis of the brisa. So we said seor yisareif. So you burn that right away. You burn a seor. So Remeir the Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yehuda. So that, you know, Reb Meir's version of seor, he says that you burn it right away. Rabbi Yehuda says regarding what he considers seor, you burn it right, you burn it. Vinosna lefne kalbo, when the Mishnah said that you, or actually the Braisa, right? So then when the Braisa said that you can place it in front of a dog, so meaning it's mutrabahana, so dire meir Rabbi Yehuda. That which Reb Meir considers seor, Rabbi Yehuda says that is mutrabahana. You can put it in front of a dog. The ha'ochlo, and then when the brisa goes back and says, the ha'ochlo barbayim, and if you eat it, you get 40 malchus, so asin l'remeir. So that's going back to Remeir. This is that, that which Remeir says is seor, Rabbi Yehuda says you can put it in front of a dog, or it's mutrabana, and Remeir says you get malchus for it. So anyway, bottom line, sheminan le Rabbi Meir, nuksha beinei belav. We see that according to Remeir, nuksha, because this is a case of nuksha, beinei, as it is, meaning not mixed in, is an iser, it's a lav, right? You get malchus for it. The closer came chametz dagan gamor al yidei teruvus, and all the more so, if chametz nuksha, as it is going to be, belav, and Remeir would hold a kavachomer to something of its mamish, real chametz, and just mixed in, then kavachomer, that would be, Asur Balav as well. So this is why Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who holds that Chametz Nuksha and Taruvos are Asur Balav. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Eliezer here. Rav Nachman, however, argues Rabbi Yehuda Marav and says, no, it's Rabbi Eliezer, a different Tana. The Tanya, Al Chametz Dagan Gamor Anush Kareis. On real Chametz, you get, there's a punishment of kares. Ali ruvo, but on, if it's mixed in with other things, bilav. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And they say, okay, real chametz is kares. However, if it's taruvos, you don't get anything. There's no iser. There's no iser deraisa here. Vishamin and lay the Rabbi Eliezer, and we understand over here to Rabbi Eliezer, da'amar chametz dagan gamar al yidei taruvos belav, that he says chametz dagan, real chametz, but mixed in is asher belav, the kosakin nuksha beinei, and all the more so chametz nuksha as it is, that all the more so that would be. So it seems that both of them, both Rabbi Yehuda Marav and Rav Nachman, understand that even though Remeir speaks only of chametz nuksha, and he understands taruvos being more machmir, and therefore he says it's a kav v'chomer, and we see over here that it's the opposite by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that no, this one is more chomer, and even though Rabbi Eliezer only speaks of a taruvos, but it's kav v'chomer for nuksha b'enei. So let's just see the Gemara play that out a little bit. Rav Nachman, my time alone, Amar Rav Yehuda. Why doesn't he hold like him? Amar Lach, he'll say to you, Dilma ad kan lo kamar Rav Meir, chasam elo nuksha b'enei. Because Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda, you only hold, right, you can't, Rav Meir only says chametz nuksha, but av chametz dagan gamar al yidei taruvos, lo. But chametz gamar, that's a taruvos, that's even more strict, so maybe Rav Meir would not hold that far. Rav Yehuda, my time alo amar k'Rav Nachman, and why would Rav Yehuda Marav, the Amora, not hold like Rav Nachman? Amar Lach, and right, so Amar Lach, he'll say to you, Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Eliezer, hasam elech chametz dagan gamor al yidei teruvos. Because he says, no, Rabbi Eliezer is only strict regarding chametz as a teruvos. Aval nuksha beinei, but nuksha, chametz nuksha, which is more strict as it is, lo. So basically, it's the same, you know, logic, and fundamentally they disagree on which one is more chamer, is chametz nuksha or taruvos. So that's the machlokas amarayim, and that's why based on that they, which one's more machmir, they understand where you can learn a kav v'chomer and which tana they assume this is. Amar, and he said tanya kavasei to Rav Yehuda. There's a brisa that seems to support Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is the one who says that it is Rabbi Meir. Right, so let's see this, right? So kol machmetzis lo socheilu l'rabo. So we have a pasuk that says kol anything that's machmetzis, anything that leavens lo socheilu, you're not allowed to eat. So what's this kol machmetzis? So l'rabos kutach abavli. This comes to include kutach abavli. V'shecha amadi v'chometz adomi v'zisum hamitzri, meaning all different forms of taruvos. Yochli yehi anos kares. So you might think that there's an iser kares for these things too. Tamalomar ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa. So it says no. Anybody who eats chametz and it's he gets kares. So al chametz only if it's real chametz dagan gamor anush kares. Vali ruvo bilav. But if it's a taruvos, it's a lav. So this is the a braisa that we have that mentions the case of taruvos, and it says that there's no iser kares, but there is an iser lav. So man shamat, and this is based on a pasuk. So man shamat le damar ali ruvo belav. So who's the one that says that there is a lav regarding if a taruvus, but doesn't mention chametz nuksha? Rabbi Eliezer he. That's Rabbi Eliezer. V'ilu nuksha beinei lo kamar. And regarding nuksha as it is, doesn't say anything. Shmamina, so we learn from here, nuksha the Rabbi Eliezer, leislei, that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that chametz nuksha is included in this iser. So, well, again, remember, in our Mishnah, we're looking for the opinion that says that the taruvos and chametz nuksha are both included, both in our iser lav. Over here, we just showed that Rabbi Eliezer only holds of chametz of a taruvos is the lav, but nuksha is not. So Rabbi Eliezer, it seems to be a good proof, but now the Gemara wants to analyze this further. Rabbi Eliezer, iruva b'lav min ale. But where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that a taruvos is with lav? So we just said, diksiv kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Because it says, kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Ihachi kares nami lechayev. But if so, then why don't you also get kares for that? Tahak siv ki kol ochavach metzes of v'nichrasa. It says anybody who eats machmetzes and it gets kares. So we have this like lashon of machmetzes over here, over there. So we should think. So right, it says you get kares for machmetzes, meaning not if it's just real chametz, anything that kind of leavens. So Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer stop and say, only if it's a teruvus, but not say, well, even, not just if it's a teruvus, but, not only teruvus is asher balav, but should also be asher iser kares. So the Gemara says, no, hahumi ba'ile lichadatanya. No, so we actually need this machmetzis. We need to teach the teaching of the Brisa. We actually learned earlier in the Masech, probably 10 blah ago. Ainli ela, machmetzis, ainli ela shineschametz me elav. Machmas davar acher minayin. So if it's machmetzes, or maybe it doesn't, not for machmetzes. No, we only have right. Ainly elanis chametz me'elav. I only know if it leavens on its own. But if it leavens because of something else, that there was a davar acher, there was some other leavening agent put in. How do I know that also has an isur kares? Tamalomar kol machmetzes v'nichrasa. That's what this kol machmetzes v'nichrasa teaches us. Ihachi delav nami. But if so, then also it's teaching you a lav. So it says machmetzes in these two psukim. One of the time it teaches you a lav, the other time it teaches you an iser kares. But now you don't really have a source anymore for teruvus because we already used the machmetzes. This word machmetzes here teaches us something else. It teaches us right that we have two psukim with the word machmetzes, and they teach us that there's an iser lav, even if it didn't become kares on its chametz on its own. There's an iser kares, even if it didn't become chametz on its own, that there was some leavening agent. But now we don't have a source anymore for Rabbi Eliezer to learn that a teruvos is aser belav. So the Gemara says, Ela tamid Rabbi Eliezer mikol. That the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is not the word machmetzes, rather it's mikol. It says kol machmetzes. So hasamnami haksiv kol, but it says kol in both of these psukim, right? If you have the Torah or at the side, one of the psukim says kol machmetzes lo sochelu bechol moshe sechem tochlu matzos. Any machmetzes you can't eat, and then there's another pasuk that says shivas yamim vechule, and then it says ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim in Yisrael. So it mentions that this pasuk mentions kares. So there should also be, right, if you're learning it from the word kol comes up in a pasuk of an iser, and it also comes in the pasuk with iser kares. So why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer, why does he only hold that there's an iser lav and not that there's an iser kares as well for taruvas? So, hahumi ba'ile, so hahumi ba'ile, no, that kol in the pasuk of the kares, is required l'rabosis anashim to include women in the iser. Nashim midrav Yehuda amar Rav nafka. Wait, hold on. But women are included because of Rav Yehuda amar Rav. What he said. Well, yeah, he derived it. Damar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. V'chein tana debate Rav Yishmael amar kra ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatasa adam. That the pasuk says regarding chatas of an adam, a man and a woman, if they will do one of these sins. So hishva kasuv ish leisha. The pasuk equated women, men and women, ish leisha lechol onshin sheba Torah. That men and women are included in all the isurim in the Torah, meaning a lo saseh applies to a man just as much as a woman based on this pasuk regarding a chatas. So you don't need a special inclusion to include women in the isur of chametz. You don't need that. So you're right. What we're suggesting over here is that one of the calls to Rabbi Eliezer doesn't teach that there's an isur kares for teruvas, it teaches that women are also included in the isser of eating chametz. But hold on, we know that women are obligated in every los aseh. They're prohibited for every los aseh. So the Gemara says, no, it's true. I actually need that. Now we're turning over to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So kodai techamina, because I would have thought to say, ho v'kasiv lo socha alav chametz shivas yam tocha alav matzos, since the pasuk makes a hekish between a comparison between the isser of chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah.
So I would assume from there, kol sheyishna b'kum echol matzah yishna b'baal tocha chametz. Anybody who has the mitzvah saseh to eat matzah has the mitzvah lo saseh as well to eat chametz. V'hani nashi, and these women, ho v'lisinu b'kum echol matzah, since they don't have the mitzvah of eating matzah, why? D'havya le mitzvah saseh shezman grama, because matzah is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, and we learned in the Gemara Kedushin that a mitzvah saseh shezman grama women do not have to do. So you would say, because the pasuk connects chametz and matzah, and women don't have to eat matzah, therefore I might assume that women also don't have an obligation to chametz. Ema, I would say, b'val tocha chametz, nami listen who. I would also say women are excluded from the issur of chametz. Kamash malon. So comes to teach me this word kol, to include women in the issur of chametz. And therefore, but that's why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say that the word kol teaches me that there is an issur kares for taruvas. And now the Gemara says, as we know for Hilchos Pesach, v'hashdis rabu lehu b'bal tocha chametz, and now that we included women in the isser of bal tocha chametz, so it's rabbi nami lechilas matzah, so we assume now, based on the hekesh, we don't ignore the hekesh, we assume that women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah as well. Rabbi Elazar, like as Rabbi Elazar says, Damar Rabbi Elazar, Nashim Chayavas Bachilas Matzah, Dvar Torah, that women are obligated midyar raisa in the Achilas Matzah, Shnemar Losocha Alav Chametz V'Gomer. Because it says, right, as the passage we quoted above, the Hekish we said, Kol Sheishnu Vaval Tocha Chametz, Yeshnu Achilas Matzah. Anybody who has an Isher Chametz has a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Vahani Nashi, Nami Hova, Yeshnu Vaval Tocha Chametz, Yeshnu Vakum Echol Matzah. They're also in it. Okay, good. Now the Gemara asks, hold on. Umay chos is dahai kol rebuye nashim umavakta eruvo. Right? So you had the word kol in front of you, Rabbi Eliezer, and you had two possible things you could have derived from it. You could have either derived that there is an iser kares for teruvos, that not only, right, we have, remember, there are two psukim, both have the word kol. One of them comes to include, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a teruvos, that a teruvos is aser belav on Pesach, a teruvos of chametz. And the other kol, found in a pasuk that mentions kares, could have taught us that teruvos is not only aser belav, but it's also an iser kares. But what Rabbi Eliezer chose to learn from it, from that second kol, is no, it's not teaching you that teruvos is iser kares. Rather, it teaches that women are also included, that they're also included in the iser of chametz. So now the Gemara is asking, why did you choose that drasha over that drasha? Umay chos is dahai kol l'rubuye nashim avakta eruvo. Ema, I would say l'rubuye eruvo. I would say to include the Isser, the Teruvos. So Mistavra, this is what the Gemara says. No, Mistavra, it's more logical. Basically, I'll say it outside for a moment. What we're going to see is that if you look at the context of the word kol in the Psukim, so the first Pasuk, right, turning back to the Torah or in the previous Amud, the kol of the first one is any kol machmetes lo sochelu. Anything that is leaven, you should not eat. So that kol is going on the food. However, the next one, in the next pasuk, in the ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasak, is anybody who eats chametz gets kares. So the first kol in the previous pasuk is talking about the food. That kol is coming to include all types of food, while the second one is talking about people. And that's why we want to, he chose to derive from that kol as including women as opposed to including a teruvos, right? Including the people rather than the food. So let's just see how the Gemara phrases that. So mistavra, it's logical, kai ba'ochlin mar ba'ochlin. Since when it's talking about food, it includes other types of food. Kai ba'ochlin, when it's talking about foods, Oh, sorry. So let me say it again. Misavir kai ba'ochlin, when talking about the ochlin, the eaters, mar ba'ochlin. So it comes to include eaters, meaning women. Kai ba'ochlin, but when we're talking about eaters, mar ba'necholin, are we going to include things that are eaten? Meaning that if we have two options to derive from this kol, one of them is, I don't want to say it like that yet. But over here, the kol in the context of the pasuk is teaching us about people who are included, not food that is included. So that's why we chose that understanding. So the Gemara said, hold on, maskifler Rav Nasan avua de Rav Yehuna berater Rav Nasan, challenge, v'chol hecha dekai ba'ochlin lomar b'ne'echalin. Really, is that true? That whenever you have the a word referring to eaters, like people acting, it doesn't include food, like things, like right when it includes subjects, it's not referring to objects. But we have a brisa, kikol ochel chaylev min abehema, right? Anybody who eats chaylev, fat, forbidden fats from an animal, asher yakriv, that you bring as a carbon. So what do we learn from here? Ainli ela chaylev tamimin. Over here it says that, right, it says fats from an animal is brought as a carbon. So I would only know tamimin if they don't have a mum. Sheroi le karev. Right, but chaylev bali mumin minayin. But what about chaylev of animals that are not brought as carbonos because they have a mum? How do I know that you can't eat that chaylev either minayin? So tam alomar min habahema. So it says min habahema. Okay, fine. Well, chaylev chulin minayin. What about chulin? What if it's not a bar mum, but it's not sanctified, but it's just chulin? It's a chulin animal minayin. How do I know that you're not allowed to eat fat from that? So tam alomar kikol, because the pasuk says kikol. All. Vaha, ha, and if, now if you look at the context of that pasuk, vaha, hacha de kai ba'ochlin, v'kamar ba'ne'achalin. Over there, in the context of that pasuk, the word kol is including, is coming to include, like the simple context, is that the word kol is referring to the eaters. Yet we learn in the drasha that the kol teaches us to include extra types of food. V'kamar ba'ne'achalin. So, how can you tell me over here that kol can only refer to the eaters and not the food? So hasam deleka ochlin marba nechalin. Right over there, there's no people to include. Women are, Rashi explains, women are already included that iser. So that kol, even though the simple translation context of that kol refers to the eaters, it does, there's no drasha to learn. There's no extra people to include. Therefore, the drasha is applied to include certain types of other types of food. However, ha'cha, but here, de'ika ochlin, over here, that there are other people that can be included, lo shavik lehu, lo ochlin, umar ben echolin. We're not gonna leave it to include other, to leave other eaters and include other foods instead. So basically what it's saying, just to put it simply again, is that we're not completely closed off to the possibility of taking a word kol that in the pasuk is referring to people and using that to include other types of food. But if we have two options in front of us, and one of them is one, and like let's say the pasuk is referring to people, and then we can either include other types of people, for example, women, or other types of food, like for example, a teruvus, we're going to apply it to the one that fits the context of the pasuk more. V'rabban and delis lehu eriv. So Rabbi Eliezer learns from this pasuk, from the word kol, that a taruvos is included in the Isra Lav. But remember, the Rabbanon, and as we quoted in the previous Amud, disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say taruvos is not an Isra Deraisa at all. So Rabbanon, Delis Lehu Erev, kol lo darshi, because they don't darshan the word kol. They don't think kol is so significant to darshan over here. Ela nashim inalehu. But then if that's true, then where did the Rabbanan get include nashim in the iser of chametz? Because remember, that was learned from a different pasuk with the word kol. So if they don't like darshaning kol to include taruvas, so in the other pasuk that we use kol to learn include women, what do they do with that? So nashim inalehu. So the Gemara responds, kol lo darshi, ki kol darshi. They don't find the phrase the word kol to be significant enough to darshan. But the phrase ki kol, that is significant. Ki kol they will have a drasha for. So the pasuk that includes women is ki kol. But the word kol that includes taruvos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't do anything for the rabbanim. Rabbi Eliezer, ema kol rabos es anashim, ki kol rabos es eruvo. So Rabbi Eliezer now, so he should say kol comes to include women, right, in that pasuk. But the pasuk says ki kol, so he should darshan the ki as well. And that should include a ruvo, meaning a taruvas, that should also be usher bakares. Meaning we have one pasuk that says that is an isser with the word kol. And that's how he says taruvos is usher balav. And then the other pasuk says ki kol and talks about kares. So he should say
Kol comes to include women, are also also have the isser of chametz, and ki kol should come to extend the isser teruvos of even being an isser kares. So why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer darshan ki kol? The chi tamen, if you're going to tell me ki kol Rabbi Eliezer lo darish, you're going to say Rabbi Eliezer doesn't think ki kol is worth darshaning any more than kol. That meaning that he says that he thinks kol and ki kol are the same thing. The phrase kikol can't teach you two new halachos. If you're going to tell me that, that's not true. We have proof otherwise. So I tell you, we learned in a brisa, sa'or ba'taktiru, that there's an isser of putting leaven on the mizbeach. So ainli ela kulo. We only know that you can't put it if it's fully this sa'or, that's fully leaven. Miktsaso minai. What if it's something is partially leaven? Can we put that up? Tamalomar. So we learn over here. In this, Tam Lomar Kol. It says Kol. A Ruvo Minayin. How do you know that a Teruvus of Saor on the Mizbech is a problem? A Ruvo Minayin. Tam Lomar Ki Kol. Because it says Ki Kol. Man Shemat Le Dedarish Kol, Rabbi Eliezer, the Kadarish Ki Kol. But we see over here that who's the one who says who darshan's kol? It's Rabbi Eliezer. So this must be Rabbi Eliezer because he darshan's the word kol. And it's ki kol. And he darshan's the ki and the kol. So don't tell me that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't darshan both. Kasha, indeed, that's a pretty good kasha, and the Gemara doesn't resolve that. Okay, let's finish up this amud. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochan, kol isur in Shabbatora, ein hetzer metzdaref le'isser, chutz misurei nazir. Shahare, Rabbi Abahu says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that all Isurin in the Torah, there's heter is not, it does not join with the Isser to create the shear, except for Isurin Nazir. For example, if you have half a kazayas of chelev, of fat, forbidden fats, and then half a kazayas of dam, of blood, well, or they don't join together, or even half a gazayas of shuman of permitted fats, they don't combine to make one isser for you of isser of chelev. They don't join, except for isuri nazir. When it comes to a nazir, different isurim will join together. Shahari amra Torah, because the Torah says mishras that and we're going to discuss this word more on the coming daf. That it absorbed some of the flavor of the wine, so something will become usser, even heter will join the mitzdarif with the isser. So nazir is the exception to the rule. The ze'iri amar, and ze'iri says, af se'or ba'taktiru. Even se'or ba'taktiru is also included in, is another exception to the rule that the Sa'or and non-Sa'or can join together for the Isser of Baal Taktiro putting on the Mizbeach. Now Gemara says, come on, whom is this in accordance with? Kri Rabbi Eliezer de Darish Kol. So this must be in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, who darshans the word Kol to include even if it's not Kulo Sa'or. But now, Ihachi, if so, going up to Mem Daladam and Aleph, Le'inyin Chameh to Pesach Nami. Then Pesach, Chametz on Pesach should also be an exception to the rule, right? Ze'iri says Baal Taktiru is included. It's one. It's another exception to the rule, like Nazir, that Heter and Isser will be Mitzdarev to form the Isser. So, but if this is Rabbi Eliezer, then he should say the same thing by Chametz on Pesach. The Gemara says, Enoch Nami, it's true. You're right. He does hold that this is also another exception to the rule. Why didn't he say it? Ulafuki mida Abaye. It's coming to exclude the shita of Abaye. Damar yesh haktara lefachas mikazayas. Who says that there is a haktara less than a kazayas? Rashi explains over here that he holds that you don't need the full, right? He holds that what does this shita mean? That you don't even need a full kazayas for the isra of the haktara of leaven. He means even less than a kazayas of leaven. So, no. It's not the sheet of Abaye, it's that it's a Isser and Heter combined to make a Kazayas. But if you just have the Isser of leaven by itself, less than a Kazayas, that will not be the Isser. Kamash Malan, Taktara Lav Lepachos Mikazayas. So, Kamash Malan, what Ze'iri was teaching is that it's not like Abaye, that Haktara is that you violate the Isser for Lepachos Mikazayas. That's not true.
But it can join with some isser, with some heter, and then complete the shear that way. And we'll hold off here for now.